A former New York City restaurateur and chef has found a new life and a new career here in Maine. Jennifer Sism trained at the French Culinary Institute and won the Food Network's Iron Chef competition. Now she's launched a business that combines her culinary skills with a newfound love of the outdoors. Susan Sharon has the story.
By her mid-40s, Jennifer Sism had spent most of her career indoors, first as an interior designer, and then as a French-trained chef and sommelier. She worked in several four-star restaurants in New York, and along the way, she met acclaimed chef Anita Lowe, who became her friend and business partner.
So we opened in 2000, a very small restaurant, 13-table restaurant, like 40 seats, down in the West Village called Anissa. It's an amazing restaurant, and Anita was and is the chef, and I was the general manager.
Sism worked the front of the house recommending wine to pair with Lowe's creations, doing the bookkeeping and getting notice for her stylish dresses and designer 5-inch heels. The following year, Lowe was named one of the 10 best new chefs in America by Food & Wine magazine, beating renowned chef Mario Batali in the TV cooking competition Iron Chef in 2005, also put the duo and their restaurant on the map.
Well, this is historic indeed. For the first time ever, a team of women, led by challenger chef Anita Lowe, has prevailed here in Kitchen State.
But despite the success, Sism began reassessing her life and work in the city.
I'd never lived anywhere but Ohio and New York City. And I realized it was really time to make a change. And I just knew that there was something about the outdoors that I wanted to be closer with.
Sism bought a house in southern Maine, and for the next year began commuting back and forth to her restaurant in New York. She also started dating her future husband, David Koritz, an experienced backcountry hiker, paddler, and skier, who took Sism on her first overnight backpacking trip in New Hampshire.
I asked Jen, how far have you been from the road? And she said, the top of Askaria. And I was like, okay, we need to change that a little bit. I mean, I've been on 3-4 week trips just into the wilderness.
I'd seen pictures of people backpacking and overnighting and camping, but it wasn't something that I felt confident in doing on my own. So when he asked me if I wanted to go backpacking, I said yes, I did want to. Although once I got suited up with my 50-pound pack, I was a little trepidatious, but I still followed him into the woods.
And to her surprise, she discovered she loved the woods and the quiet and the views from the summit. After a while, she and Koritz were backpacking in the Cascades and the Adirondacks for a week at a time. But Koritz says there was one problem, the food.
We were bringing things that were easy to make, oatmeal, we were getting some freeze-dried meals, and Jen wasn't really liking all the kind of the food options.
So Sism started doing research on how to dehydrate some of her favorite dishes. She experimented with good results, but then something happened that would change her life again.
Unfortunately, in the summer of 2009, our restaurant, Anita and mine, Anissa, burned down. Literally, it was a total loss. It was devastating.
At first, Sism threw herself into rebuilding the restaurant, but it took months longer than expected, and her heart wasn't in it. She decided to sell her share of the business to partner Anita Lowe, but the two remained close. Close enough that Lowe provided financial support for Sism's new business.
So this is a little ginger, which smells fantastic.
These days, Sism is hard at work in her commercial kitchen in Kittery, where she and Koritz are finding early success for their lightweight, dehydrated gourmet meals designed for outdoor enthusiasts. The brand is called Good to Go, and Backpacker magazine recently gave the couple's Thai curry dish an Editor's Choice Award.
I mean, I think any hiker knows that everything tastes better in the outdoors because you're ravenous.
Kristen Hostetter is Backpacker magazine's gear editor, who says food companies that market to ravenous hikers have had it easy for that reason. But she says this brand is unique, not only because it's fast, all you do is add hot water and wait 20 minutes, but because it is so good.
It has so many different layers of flavor you're not used to tasting in a backpacking meal.
Good to Go currently has 4 products for sale: smoked 3-bean chili, mushroom risotto, classic marinara with penne, and the Thai curry. Sism hopes to expand to about 12 products over the next year. She wants to make tasty meals that are high in calories and also provide protein and fiber. And while there's a competitive market for trail products like this, Matt Servitus, a buyer for Cadillac Mountain Sports in Bar Harbor, says Good to Go is already flying off his shelves.
You know, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it's already, if not our top camp food brand, it's going to be that. They've made a big impact, and I think their potential to grow is very large. I think they're going to be a big player in this market.
The only downside for Sism is that while she's busy in the kitchen, she hasn't been able to go backpacking as often as she'd like. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.